This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Moody's Dental. Don't let the coronavirus self-quarantine keep you in dental pain. They're open and ready to get you out of pain. Call 305-821-0231 or visit moodysdental.com.
Did you guys see this? I had no idea that Josh Gordon got a Super Bowl ring from the Patriots.
I did see something about it. I was in shock.
Well, he's also now going to sell it in an upcoming memorabilia auction with Heritage Auctions. It says Gordon was suspended during the 2018 season and did not play in Super Bowl 53. The Patriots still issued him a ring because he contributed to the team during the regular season. So Gordon is now selling the ring, perhaps needing the money because he has lost millions of dollars in salary for his repeated suspensions for violations of the league's substance abuse policy. And I told you guys this the last time this story came out, not this specifically, but he's already filed for reinstatement again. And I'm pretty consistent about this. When I was a kid, I was disgusted that baseball and the Yankees gave Steve Howe about 86 chances. And back in those days, I mean, you're doing cocaine. It's like, man, that's like a big, I mean, it's a big thing anyway. But back in those days, that was, and I know that that time it was snowing in a lot of places anyways. I get it because it's the 80s. But my point is, I'm pretty consistent about this. I was disgusted with Steve Howe in those days. I'm disgusted with Josh Gordon. Not the fact that they have addiction issues. I feel bad for them that they have addiction issues and they need help. But at one point or another, you have made enough mistakes that you have to tell a person, enough. There's no more here. We're not doing this anymore. Okay? Go, straighten out your life. It's kind of like, remember, I just told you about the tweet from last night. They got, oh, I just wanted one night with no politics and sports. I go, well, yeah, I want one night where kids don't starve and women don't get beaten and there's no anti-Semitism and no hate and no police brutality. I can't get that, right? For one night. I'd rather have a great world. This guy just wants his football or his soccer or whatever without kneeling. You know what I mean? That's the worst thing that happens in his world. That's what bothers him. Well, this is what bothers me. You know, and if you screwed up and you failed 6, 7, 8 drug tests, how's your job going to treat you? You're not going to be working for them. You won't be working for them after the second one. You might get a break on the first one. Okay, there's a good chance you'll get a break. Everybody will understand we're all human beings. We have weaknesses. We give in to them, whatever. But over and over and over and over again. And I'm not going to make fun of him for selling the ring or anything like that. God bless him, man. If he has an opportunity to sell the ring, he didn't really earn that ring anyway. So sell the ring, make some money, dude. Go ahead. There is probably a Pats fan somewhere that wants the ring just so they can have a Patriots ring, and they'll pay good money for it. And, hey, God bless you, man. I just hope you use that money to straighten out your life is what you need. Because the idiots that are in football, the morons that follow football and feel this way are completely clueless. Oh, he needs football in his life. No, he doesn't. No. He needs to eliminate drugs and alcohol from his life. Because it's not just weed either, folks. Okay? He's been nailed with all kinds of alcohol and drugs, not just weed. If weed was his only problem, it wouldn't be a problem. Okay, so this guy's got deep issues. He needs to focus on him. He cannot handle pressure on top of his addictions. You put people in those situations like him, he is too weak mentally to handle football along with his addictions. I would counter that football brings on his addictions because he has yet to prove that football is the panacea. Okay, there are some people that can prove to you that if they can do this, it helps them stay away from this. He has never proven that. Every time he's associated with football, he's associated with drugs and alcohol. So you, at one point, you have to be, you have to have some respect for your league. And that's the problem with the NFL. You know, you got no respect for your league. You keep giving people that don't deserve chances over and over again. And it's a joke, man. In real life, they don't give you seven chances. You get one, maybe. That's it. Take advantage of it. Do the right thing. Straighten yourself out. Josh Gordon needs to work only on himself. He can't have those kind of other pressures. He can't handle it.